Welcome to the Easy EdTech Podcast with your host, Dr. Monica Burns.
Hello there. My name is Monica Burns. I'm a former classroom teacher and now spend my time sharing tips, strategies, and activity ideas to make EdTech integration easier this school year. You might be familiar with my books like Tasks Before Apps or my blog, ClassTechTips.com. Whether you've met me at a conference or a special event, you've followed along with my EdTech tips for years, or simply joining in for the first time today, I'm so glad you're here. In this bite-sized podcast, you'll get some quick info and actionable tips to energize and elevate teaching and learning. You can head to my website, classtechtips.com/podcast, for all of the show notes. That's where you'll find the transcript for each episode, links to all the resources, and any of the free downloads I mentioned. And you'll find a whole section of my website titled Free Stuff, too. This week's episode is titled, How to Use the Newsletters in Your Inbox. Email newsletters help you get a roundup of all of the things someone or some organization is excited about. You probably get newsletters from a few different people. I send out a newsletter every Monday with all of my new posts from the week and information on my new podcast episode. Like most newsletters, mine is totally free, and you or anyone can sign up for it by going to classtechtips.com/signup. So when you type in my website, classtechtips.com, right into your web browser, you can either scroll down and see the newsletter sign up right there on my homepage, or you can add /signup when you type it in to go directly to the signup page. This is a similar format to what you'll see on lots of people's websites, whether you want newsletters that have to do with education and ed tech, or you want newsletters that have to do with favorite recipes. There's a wide range of options you can choose from all over the web. I also get newsletters from a bunch of places, just like you probably do. Edutopia and EdSurge, for example, are two places I get email newsletters from each week. They both highlight relevant blog posts or new content. Although I really like both of these websites, I don't always check in every day and click around their site. It's often their email that helps remind me of what is new. Another favorite newsletter is one I signed up for after hearing Austin Kleon speak at iPad Palooza a few years ago. He is an author and a fantastic speaker, and he sends out a newsletter every Friday with a bunch of his favorite things from the week. In this podcast episode, I'm going to share 5 different ways you can use the email newsletters that come into your inbox each week or each month. Some folks are on a monthly cycle. Now, this is different than other emails you might get from people with reminders or updates. In this podcast episode, I'm really referring to like the roundup or what's new type of emails that some person or some organization sends out on a weekly or monthly basis. So not, you could kind of do this with emails that more are just like, hey, don't forget about this, or here's a reminder. But I'm talking more about these roundup style, more kind of template based newsletters. These email newsletters often follow a similar format, like a template. Just like my weekly newsletter, they might start off with new content like new videos, podcast episodes, or blog posts. And they might share things that aren't that person's or that organization's, but usually have to do with the type of things that they think you'll like or, you know, are on brand for that person or organization. For example, I sometimes will share a book recommendation or a conference tip that I think my readers will find useful, since it is something that typically falls under the larger category of ed tech. I know that it's something when, if I put it in my weekly ed tech newsletter, right, it's going to work even if it's not something I created. I think someone else might be excited about it. No matter whose newsletters you've signed up for, when these emails come through your inbox, you might read through and click on a link or purchase a recommended item. Well, I want to give you 5 things you can do with a newsletter that might come in handy. First up is to share on social. If you come across a link to a resource in a newsletter that you think is great, share it. This could be a tweet, a Facebook post, or even a picture you snap and share on Instagram. You might simply copy and paste the link or add a quick description. Sometimes when I share a link from a newsletter, I'll include the title, a sentence from the article, or a couple emojis. If you follow me on Twitter or Facebook, you'll notice that I do this a lot. I'll open up a newsletter from Edutopia, like one of the blog posts I clicked on, and share it on social media. I usually tag the organization in my post using their Twitter or Facebook handle too. These are often super popular items that I read, I think are great, and I say, you know what, people who follow me probably will think this is great too, and I will share it that way. If you are in charge of social media for your school, or you just love sharing resources on social media, this is a great way to find content to share. Although I sometimes post something on my social channels as soon as I read it, I'm just so excited, or it's kind of time sensitive, like around a holiday or special event, other times I will add it to my social media scheduler. I use Buffer, and this lets me schedule tweets or Facebook posts for the future. This strategy is really useful if you are someone who regularly shares tips either with your whole school community or you are sharing them in some other social space that you want everyone to see. And it's great if your kind of email workflow is if going through your inbox, you know, once a week. And so you might go through your inbox on Friday to clear out some of the newsletters or extra things, make sure you didn't miss anything. And you probably don't want to send like 7 Facebook posts all at once or 40 tweets all at once or even just 2 or 3 back to back. You can schedule them over the course of the week instead using one of those free scheduling tools. Next up on our list of 5 is to forward that favorite. Sharing a resource on social media is a great way to get the link of an exciting blog post or podcast episode in front of other people. Whether you have lots of followers or just a couple, this is one of my favorite strategies for making the most of great email newsletters in my inbox. But sometimes you might come across a blog post or video resource that you know 1 or 2 specific people in your life will really, really love and appreciate. So instead of, or maybe in addition to, sending a tweet or Facebook post, you can simply forward that resource along to them. For example, if I open up an email newsletter from EdSurge and see an article all about a topic I was just talking to a friend about, I will forward that email newsletter to them and say something like, check out this awesome article about what we were just talking about. In addition to the article or link being useful for them, they might also appreciate knowing about the newsletter and sign up for it themselves. This action of forwarding a resource is also a great way to let someone know that you are thinking of them. You know, of course, you could keep this really casual, or you could include more of an action item, like let's talk about this at our next team meeting. Number 3 on the list is to print it out. Sharing on social and forwarding an email are both digital options for making the most of your newsletters in your inbox. And since this is the Easy EdTech podcast and I run an EdTech blog, suggesting that you print something out might be a little off-brand for me, at least at first glance, but bear with me here. So number 3 on the list of ways to use an email newsletter is print it out. But it really has 2 parts. First, you might open up a newsletter, see a wonderful blog post that you know someone in your school will love, but you know that person is not an email person. Bottom line, they won't read it if you email it to them. But if you print it out, put a colorful post-it on it, and stick it in their mailbox in the main office, they will read it, love it, and be so, so happy you shared something new with them. The other printed out option is more digital. In this case, you can use the same print button as before, but this time save it as a PDF. So instead of sending the blog post you want to a printer to print it out, you'll choose the save as PDF option on the printing options screen. This allows you to save the resource as a document on your computer. When might this come in handy? Well, if you know you will have some computer or tablet time that is offline, aka not connected to the internet, having that resource saved as a PDF could be super useful. I know that if I want to read something later, I'll often save it as a PDF and then read it on my iPad or pull it up on my computer to check out later. If you are someone who loves to annotate everything you read, this strategy can definitely come in handy. Save whatever grabbed your attention as a PDF, then open it up with a tool that lets you annotate, and you can write all over it. I love the iPad app iAnnotate. It became my go-to app for annotating documents when I was reading lots of articles for my doctoral program. Now, they might have given it to me for free to try out. I always like to give full disclosure if something like that happened, but I'm honestly not sure since it was several years ago. But I use that strategy a lot, especially for annotation or marking up documents in a digital version of printing it out. Okay, so far as we're unpacking all of the things you can do with the newsletters in your inbox, we've got a couple we've covered. First is share links to compelling resources on social. You might include a message, or you might tag the person or organization where it comes from. Second is to forward that resource to a friend or colleague who might find it useful. And third is to print out a resource from a newsletter, either to hand to a friend or to save as a PDF on your device. Next up is bookmark that resource. Similar to the save as PDF option, number four on the list is to bookmark a resource from a newsletter. When you bookmark something, you essentially are saving it to view, listen to, or watch later. There are a few ways to put this tip into action. You might use the bookmark option on your web browser to save something to look at later. You'll have to click on the link from the newsletter first, then use the favorite or bookmark button to save it. If an entire letter, a newsletter, is full of good stuff, but I don't have the time to pay as much attention as I want to it, I know that I might have more time later, but just not in that moment, I will star it in my inbox or flag it to remind me to come back to it later. If I know that I'll want to search for a resource from that newsletter in a month or two, I will actually save that email to a folder. There are a few ways to do this, but I'll share one way that has worked well for me. I have a folder in my Gmail that is called Articles, and I have a few subfolders with the names of a few places I receive newsletters from. This way, I can tag it and save it in that folder for later. Now, this type of bookmarking works well for me for a few reasons. First, because I'm using Gmail, I don't have to worry too much about storage, and I'm not concerned that saving emails in folders this way is going to take up too much space. Second, I can use the search bar in my mail to search with a keyword to help me find a particular newsletter with a special resource. For example, if you get my newsletter and you remember me sharing an augmented reality tool that you might want to look at later, well, if you saved it to a folder, then searched Class Tech Tips Augmented Reality, that newsletter would probably pop up for you. There are other popular bookmarking tools like Evernote that might come in handy too. These let you save and organize links, add notes, put in tags, and find things later. Number five on the list today of how to use newsletters in your inbox is to start a discussion. How does that work? Well, just because a resource is included in a newsletter doesn't mean it's the only thing out there about a particular topic. For example, in my newsletter, I've shared tips for using infographics with students. You might see this link and think, I want to try this. But you might want to hear from more people than just me about the topic. And of course, there's plenty of resources out there on this. Instead of just posting it as a shareable research on social media, which of course you could do, you can use the link to start a discussion. However, you might add something that helps prompt someone to give you something more. You might add something like, has anyone tried this before? Have you heard of this tool? Does anyone have any more infographic tips? These questions can help start a discussion around the resource you originally found in the newsletter. It provides context, poses questions, and gets people talking about this topic. You are sure to come across additional tips or resources when you try out something like this strategy. So there you have it. Let's recap the 5 ways I shared for making the most of the newsletters in your inbox. First, share links to compelling resources on social. You might include a message or you might tag the person or organization where it comes from. Second, forward that resource to a friend or colleague who might find it useful. Third, print out a resource from a newsletter either to hand to a friend or to save as a PDF on your device. Fourth, bookmark the resource using a favorites button, saving to a folder, or with another bookmarking tool. And number 5, use a resource you found in a newsletter to start a discussion. So let's make this EdTech easy. First, take a look in your email inbox for a newsletter with education resources. Then, review the newsletter and see if anything grabs your attention. Next, decide if you'd like to share it publicly with a friend or save it for later. And finally, make this part of your weekly inbox cleanup routine. If you don't have a lot of email newsletters in your inbox, you can sign up for mine for free. Just head over to my website, classtechtips.com, and scroll down the page. You'll see a spot to sign up for the newsletter, and it will start popping up in your inbox every Monday afternoon. I love bringing you free resources like the podcast to energize and elevate teaching and learning, and hopefully make EdTech a little bit easier this school year. Can you do me a favor? If you like the podcast, leave a review on iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you're listening to this. Tell a friend about the podcast or post a link to the episode on your social media. And if you like to stay connected, follow at Class Tech Tips on Instagram or your favorite social network. I visit schools all over the world, so if your organization is in need of professional learning, just send a message my way.
Don't forget to subscribe to the Easy EdTech Podcast wherever you're listening.